Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, menurut Lembaga Amal Bantuan Pangan Food Bank, hampir setengah dari rumah tangga berpendapatan rendah di Australia melewatkan makan atau mengabaikan gizi. Orang tua tunggal dan keluarga di area regional adalah yang paling rentan dan banyak yang harus membuat keputusan yang mustahil. Cameron Carr melaporkannya untuk Anda. Sebuah gudang besar yang dipenuhi kotak-kotak berdebu adalah satu-satunya yang tersisa dari bisnis keluarga Richard Byers.
We've got all these plants and flowers. We've got boxes and boxes and boxes of them. We'd have thousands in stock that we're just trying to clear out.
Dia menjalankan perusahaan grosir kecil di Australia Selatan selama lebih dari satu dekade, menghasilkan lebih dari cukup uang untuk menghidupi keluarganya. Kemudian prospeknya berubah.
I had prostate cancer that came as quite a shock, and I was operated on, and fortunately they got it all. It was inside the prostate rather than outside, so. The surgeon said to me, "I can give you at least 15 years, Richard."
Sementara Richard butuh waktu untuk pulih, bisnisnya justru menderita.
The recovery was about 3 months, and it just affected the business terribly. And when we went back to see our clients, they just all said, "Sorry, Richard, we've been buying elsewhere now. We couldn't get it from you, so we've gone elsewhere."
Keluarga Byers sekarang ingin menjual properti mereka beberapa jam di utara Adelaide dan mereka mengurangi pengeluaran.
We used to go out quite a lot to restaurants and you know we just had a perfect life if I guess it would be the best way to describe it. And yeah, that's just all had to stop. I don't even remember the last time we went out for a meal.
Setiap dua minggu, Richard dan istrinya Kimberly berkendara selama 40 menit ke kota terdekat untuk berbelanja kebutuhan sehari-hari di mobil van keliling food bank. Pasangan ini sama-sama gemar memasak, tetapi Kimberly cenderung mengambil alih tugas di dapur.
The last meal I made was a shepherd's pie. So the mince is usually about $2.50, $3 sometimes. And with the free veggie, so it's like a $3 to $5 meal for three people, and it does usually two meals for us. So you can't generally buy that sort of stuff in a shopping centre. By the time you buy mince, which is usually about $13, bag of spuds, depending on what you get, can be $4 to $5. And then the carrots, usually if it's the odd bunch, it's usually about $1 to $2. So that's, you know, at least half price the meal that I can make from the stuff from I get from the food bank, which is really handy, especially when you've got a growing teenager.
Keluarga Byers merupakan bagian dari semakin banyaknya warga Australia yang bergantung pada lembaga amal untuk mendapatkan makanan. Lembaga bantuan pangan terbesar di Australia, Food Bank, mengatakan jutaan rumah tangga Australia mengalami kerawanan pangan. Brianna Casey adalah CEO nasional lembaga amal tersebut.
We are seeing households across Australia making impossible choices between heating and eating, between whether or not they can feed themselves and their children.
Laporan tahunan tentang kelaparan dari Food Bank menganalisis data dari seluruh negeri untuk mengidentifikasi di mana terdapat kebutuhan bantuan yang paling besar, dan mereka mengatakan bahwa rumah tangga dengan orang tua tunggal adalah yang paling beresiko. Lebih dari 2/3 rumah tangga ini menghadapi kerawanan pangan dan 41% secara teratur melewatkan makan atau tidak makan selama berhari-hari.
We're seeing parents who are skipping meals because they're trying to shield their children from the realities of food insecurity. They're making the most extraordinary sacrifices.
Lembaga amal di Australia terus berjuang mengatasi tingginya permintaan bantuan pangan. Rumah tangga yang mengalami kerawanan pangan semakin sering membeli bahan makanan dari lembaga amal, dengan peningkatan 53% dalam jumlah keluarga yang mencari dukungan. Keluarga dan teman semakin tidak mampu lagi membantu mengisi kesenjangan tersebut.
Previously, we were managing perfectly fine. We had a business. We were able to support other people. So we were the ones that usually give help. But then we got to the point where we had no choice. We needed the help. And it took a lot of guts to say, hey, I need some help. But everyone was really lovely. And the food bank staff were really, really, they didn't make you feel uncomfortable.
Karena semakin banyak keluarga yang berjuang dengan meningkatnya biaya hidup, Brianna Casey mengatakan pendanaan pemerintah sangatlah penting.
We know that recovery from the cost of living crisis isn't going to happen overnight. We are prepared for it to take months and in fact years. And we need to ensure that food relief organisations are adequately funded and supported to make sure that we can keep our arms wrapped around the community for that entire time.
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Cameron Carr untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.